A vote on a referendum for a new county jail should be delayed, and that's according to a Woodbury County supervisor. Jeremy Taylor wants a potential vote on a $49 million new county jail to be held in September rather than March. However, the other four supervisors are not in agreement with that. Taylor says today that the public needs more time to understand and think about the details of the project. If passed, that proposal could raise property taxes for county residents for 20 years. The board did not vote yesterday on the matter of moving back the possible date for a bond issue. The plan had been to aim for a vote on March 3rd. The Nebraska Supreme Court today again rejected some claims that the state legislature's repeal of the death penalty back in 2015 had changed the sentences of those on death row to life in prison. The court said that the repeal law never went into effect because petitions containing 166,000 signatures seeking a state referendum to overturn the repeal were turned in 4 days before the repeal bill was to become law. In 2016, voters then reinstated capital punishment by a wide margin. The ruling came on an appeal filed by death row inmate Marco Torres Jr., who was sentenced to death in 2009 for the execution-style slaying of two men in Grand Island. South Dakota's minimum wage is increasing slightly with the start of the new year. The state's minimum wage will now be $9.30 per hour. That's an increase of 20 cents from 2019. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.